During the penitential rite, at the beginning of Mass, we heard the phrases, heal the contrite, call sinners, and plead for us. And I believe that this penitential rite goes hand in hand with today's readings. It tells us that Christ Jesus is very persistent. He heals, he calls, and he pleads for you and me. He doesn't give up on us when we decide to go astray. Just stop and think about it. Now, let's be honest with ourselves. How many times in our lives have we gone astray? Even when we went astray for whatever reason, and then we realize that we may just be lost, those words, heal, call, plead, should offer us comfort and hope, and most important of all, strength to acknowledge that we are lost. Christ wants us back. He wants us back in the fold. And remember, he is persistent. He will come after us wherever we are. Just like the shepherd and like that persistent woman searching for that coin. There are many times when we may not realize that we are drifting in a different direction. But once we acknowledge that we are drifting, that just may be the time that Jesus Christ is actually calling on us. And it's time that we need to pray and accept the grace to let ourselves be found. So how do today's gospel readings really impact on our everyday life? I would like to tell you a story. But before I start, I would like to set the scene. This is a story about a teenage boy and an incident that occurred with the family car. You and I are the boy. Or you and I could be the girl. And the parent could be the mother. The teenager was old enough to drive alone, and he took the car out several times. And the family felt really comfortable with him behind the wheel. One night, the family was not prepared for the boy to arrive 45 minutes past the curfew time. And there was no phone call. When asked why no phone call, he replied, "Well, all you would do is yell at me." There also was a very noticeable dent in the front fender. The father tried to keep his temperature or his temper in check, but the son said, "Come on, Dad, no one is perfect." And the dad shouted back, "You may be just right, but until you become less imperfect, you lost your driving privileges." Needless to say, nobody went to bed happy. The father couldn't sleep. He knew he didn't handle the situation in a loving manner and treated the boy with mercy. So he got up and checked on the boy, and he found him awake. And he said to his son, "I love you. Let's talk about this tomorrow when we are both in a better frame of mind." Let's face it, none of us are perfect. And there are times when our actions disappoint Christ Jesus. And look at the Israelites in that first reading. They disappointed God, and Moses had to plead for them. And those were 40 long years in the desert for Moses. Yet Moses persisted. I'm sure there are times when we make our own molten calves. There may be a molten calf for prejudice, overindulgence, greed, dishonesty, and acceptance of others for whatever reason. Perhaps that molten calf has been immorality in all its forms, or it may be the inability to forgive. There are many molten calves in that devil's herd that can cause us to go astray. In today's reading from letter of Paul to Timothy, he reminds us that we have Jesus, who came specifically to save us. He also assures us that even though we are sinners, Christ Jesus will save us and treat us with love and mercy. Even when we may run from Jesus and may at times refuse to be saved, Jesus is always there persistently and patiently, waiting until tomorrow to talk about it. And Jesus is willing to wait. Even if we run away like the sheep in the gospel, he will wait and he will come after us and he will bring us back as a true shepherd, with a true shepherd's care. I believe what the reading is telling us is that we should always try to be less imperfect. We can be comforted in knowing that Jesus will always be persistent in searching for us when we go astray. He was sent to heal the contrite, to call sinners, to plead for us. We don't have to wait until tomorrow. He will do it right here, and he will do it now, with love. He gives us the grace to become less imperfect. The challenge of today's gospel is for us to decide who we are, the Father, the Son, or the older brother. And I truly believe we're all three.